Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Happy Small Business Week, ladies and gentlemen. It's official. This is Small Business Week in America, and as far as I'm concerned, all around the world. And it's as good a week as any as I know of, that I know of, to celebrate those wonderful heroes out there. Millions and millions, tens of millions of you, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm talking about all the way from the sole proprietor sitting at his or her kitchen table, launching their home-based business today, all the way up to the people who have, you know, maybe 100, 200 employees, been in business for 100 years. If you're a small business owner, I don't care where you are, how big you are, what you're doing, this is your week, and you should enjoy it. You should celebrate it. And somebody who's here to help us do that is our good friend Bill Hubbard. William S. Hubbard is the president and the principal and the owner of Hubbard & Associates. He's the author of at least a half a dozen books on the topic of human resources. He's a columnist. Many of you have, especially if you're in the Chicagoland area, you've seen his column. And he's had decades now, like me. He doesn't measure it in years anymore. Now it's decades of experience in the area of human resources. He is the human resources expert in our brain trust. And our good friend Bill, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Always glad to be here. And congratulations on your program and the launch that we're going to start.
Well, I appreciate that, Bill. Yes. Well, listen, this is your week. You're a small business owner just like me.
Yes, I am.
This is your week just like mine. And when I think of small business owners, Bill, I think of a high wire act working without a net. What do you think?
That's a good way to put it.
There's not a lot of safety, you know, not a lot of safety nets. You can build your own safety net if you can hang on that long to actually build one. And that can evaporate with one bad mistake, can it?
That's right. It certainly can. There's times, since I've been doing this for over 25 years, and sometimes I feel like, gee, this is just like my first year in business. So you just keep chugging along.
Yep, and folks, if you ever look in the mirror and say, "What am I doing?" That's a normal reaction. It's okay. Don't think that you're like a lot of other people. And one of the things that makes us think, "What are we doing, Bill?" is when our employees don't seem to have the same dedication, the same commitment that we do. And you call it one of the ways it manifests is what you call the attendance game. Tell us about the attendance game.
Every organization, as you start to your business grows and you start to hire employees, sooner or later you're going to find that you've got one or two people there that just don't seem to have the drive or the desire to focus on the business activity or the business enterprise. They seem more preoccupied with what's happening in their personal lives after hours or off of business hours. And these are typically the individuals that always seem to have one excuse or another for not coming in on time or not coming in today, or they've got something else to do or someplace else to be, and they're going to take advantage of every day off that they can. And certainly we recognize that there's personal activities that we're involved in, and we need to allow a certain amount of that, but it just seems like one or two individuals just take advantage, and they do more than the others do.
Well, they're like the Artful Dodger, aren't they, Bill?
Yes, they are.
In the Dickens story, they're like the Artful Dodger because that they're taking advantage of you. You know they're scamming you, but it's almost entertaining the way they do it. They're so good at it. It's almost entertaining, isn't it? If it weren't so aggravating, it would be entertaining, wouldn't it?
What's the excuse going to be next time? Is it flu symptoms? Is it a flat tire? Child care issues? Oh, I got a court date today, or slid in the ditch. Well, the weather's finally getting better, so we can't be sliding in the ditch. So I have to think of something else, maybe the latest seasonal virus or dead battery or whatever. So there's always something, some kind of reason that they've come up with.
What do most small business owners do when people take those kinds of days off? It seems like it happens on a regular basis. Do most small business owners pay them for while they're gone?
For smaller firms, more typically they don't. According to the Department of Labor, 57% of private sector workers have access to like a paid sick leave benefit, and a smaller number might get some sort of a paid personal absence day. But among smaller employers, which would be a lot of the ones that we're talking about today in terms of the small businesses, those percentages are even smaller because typically it's the larger firms that provide the paid absence benefits. So basically, as an employer, you've got two things to kind of deal with. One is you can define certain parts of this absence as a benefit. The other is more a matter of setting up a policy or procedure to communicate your level of absences that you're going to permit and to define ways to try to control these absences. So those are kind of the two alternatives that we have in dealing with this type of an issue.
Well, you know, I remember years ago, and I guess I know people like that now, but I remember I knew a lot of people who worked in for large corporations because I was calling on them every day, and some of these guys were friends of mine, and back in the 70s and 80s, and they had sick leave every year. They had a handful of sick leave days, maybe more every year, and they could accumulate them.
Yes.
In fact, you know, you and I both have known people who've retired 3 years early because they accumulated sick days.
That's right.
Over a 35-year career. But this is what was interesting to me about sick days. This was an interesting study of human nature. These guys would know January 1st, sometime during the year, they would stay home with the sniffles. Now, these weren't bad people. These were good employees. These were conscientious employees. But because they had those sick days, if they got the sniffles, they thought, okay, I have sniffles. They gave me the sick days. That means I should stay home.
That's true.
And months before it would happen, they knew. And see, now, I'm the kind of guy that would say, you know, I'm never staying home.
That's why we're entrepreneurs in our own business, because we have that drive and that effort regardless of what the issue is. I recall one time walking into a business. I was on a sales presentation, and here's two people at the reception desk discussing about, well, it's a month and a half to go to the end of the year. Well, I got 2 days left. When am I going to take them? And they were having this discussion.
Some of those people may have to take them or they lose them.
Yeah.
In some cases, the bigger companies, they encourage them to take those. And that's the way it is. It's not like that in small business, ladies and gentlemen. Things are different here. You're not in Kansas anymore. You're in small business. 20 after, Bill Hubbard and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, celebrating Small Business Week. Kicking it off with our good friend Bill Hubbard. I don't know anybody I'd rather kick it off with than Bill. Bill is the president of Hubbard & Associates. And Bill, give us your website, please.
www.hubbart.com, and that's H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T.
Two B's, two T's, ladies and gentlemen. Can they find all your books there, Bill?
Yes, they can.
They're available in other places as well. You've got some small products there too. Some lesser, now I shouldn't say lesser, but I mean things that maybe just like some small booklet type things.
Well, I've self-published a number of items, and mm-hmm. I have like a model employee handbook on a CD. I have employment forms on a CD. Several of the publications that are on my website are self-published items. They deal with the HIPAA privacy, as well as some of the publisher book items that deal with personnel policies and workplace privacy, and another one on HIPAA as well. So a variety of issues that deal with basically the management issues, the employee relations issues, and kind of that whole range of privacy, workplace privacy kinds of issues as well.
Mm-hmm. And folks, if you'd like for Bill to help you with your human resources, he can do that in a long distance way. He does that all the time, and he's sort of an HR VP you can rent, right, Bill? That's what I used to be, and not HR, but in other areas. When I was a consultant, I was a vice president you could rent, and that's what you do with HR. Folks, I encourage you to find Bill. That's 2 B's and 2 T's, Hubbert.com. Bill, let's get back to this attendance thing, the attendance game that some people play with us. There are a lot of small business owners out there right now, Bill, who are saying, you know what? I want to be good to my employees. I don't want to take advantage of them. I want to be competitive as an employer. I want to do what's right, but I don't want to be taken advantage of. Maybe they've seen a case where a business like theirs gave employees sick days, and they know they took them when they weren't sick. Because in a small business, Bill, sick days are for the benefit of the employee when they're sick. It's unseemly to take advantage of a small business owner who gives you a sick day.
Right.
And it hurts. And you know what? Frankly, Bill, it hurts our feelings when employees do that.
That's true. A lot of small business owners are very kind of paternalistic in how they view their employees, and it can be taken kind of personally in a sense that, gee, what am I doing wrong? How come you're not happy here? Because we're all trying to accomplish the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of where do you go with it, what do you do with it, I guess the first benefit, if we want to talk about that aspect of it, that you would really want to consider and that employees are going to look for is your vacation benefit. So make sure that you've defined a vacation benefit to the extent that you can afford that. And typically what we're going to see is 1 week after a year or maybe 2 weeks after a year is the most typical vacation type of a benefit that most firms are going to offer. If you're going to consider a sick day type of a benefit, recognize that probably half of firms your size do not offer that benefit. The other half, of course, them do. And of firms that do that, generally what I'm seeing is up to maybe 5 days in the course of a year that might be defined as a paid sick day benefit. So if you're considering and you feel that you can afford that type of a benefit, then that might be kind of a benchmark in terms of how you might define what that benefit is. And then you've got to decide, is this for the employee only, or will I allow the employee to take a sick day off because of a family member's illness? And so consider the business needs, of course, and then looking at the makeup of your employee group, what reflects their needs, and then try to define a benefit that is going to be useful for both the business and as well as the employee as well.
You know, Bill, I think the way most small business owners are, and at least I'm thinking of me and the many of the folks that I know, rather than define a number of sick days, the truth is, Bill, in many small businesses, if your boss gave you 5 days sick leave, some years that might be to your disadvantage. Mm-hmm. Because if you needed to be off 10 days for an illness or maybe even a month for an illness, I've seen many small business owners never stop the paycheck of that person. And so if they had 5 days, and it was a defined 5 days, once your 5 days were up, you'd stop getting paid.
That's true.
In my opinion, if I work for a small business, I mean a true small business, like a dozen employees or 20 or 30, whatever, something like that, I would depend on my boss knowing that I was dedicated to him or her more than I would want 5 days sick leave. What do you think?
A lot of those smaller firms, the ones that did not provide that benefit, take the approach and the tact that you've just described. And they say that, well, we want to treat our people as adults, and we recognize if they're sick, there's a true reason for them to be off. We're going to allow them to be off, and we're going to continue to provide their compensation. So a lot of the smaller firms do take that approach until they run across Absence Annie here, who's taking advantage using the examples that we've described. And then finally, then there becomes a need to try to define and to control. So typically there's one or two troublemakers, if you will, that lead to the need to define some of the control policies and some of the control procedures that typically we put into an employee policy manual or handbook and give.
That's the key. You need to get that policy manual to set some of the things out. Bill, thank you for being here. Give us that website again, please.
Hubbert.com. That's H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T.
Thanks, Bill, for being here. Happy Small Business Week.
Very good, and happy business to all the small business owners.
Thank you, Bill. We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back with David Dossie. He's a small business owner, too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.